welcome to the Yoga Focus podcast. I'm Laura Gellner, a yoga therapist, occupational therapist, and the owner of Focused Wellness Therapeutics. I provide one-on-one yoga therapy sessions, small group therapeutic yoga, and online education for yoga teachers that is rooted in science. For more information, check out my website, lauragyoga.com. Hi everyone, I'm Laura. I'm an occupational therapist and a yoga therapist. I'd like to talk to you about this very important concept in the realm of yoga therapy, healing, Ayurveda, the sister science of yoga that is used to create balance and wellness within the body. It all comes back to this foundation understanding of the five elements of life. These are the five components that come together to create ourselves and everything around us. And it's great that we get to be outside today on this beautiful day because our time outdoors can be very helpful in reconnecting us to the five natural elements. And there are some specific practices that we can use for each element that help us to return to a state of balance. And in Ayurveda, the saying is that like increases like. So if you need more fire, you're going to do a fiery, heating, energizing yoga practice. But if maybe you're too fiery, like right now it is summer, if you need to cool down, we go to the opposite. Opposites create balance. So when we feel out of balance, when we feel like things are a little bit off kilter, we can come back to the five elements and look at them and really say, okay, where do I feel out of balance? What am I experiencing right now? And where can I find the opposite? Draw that in and use that to find a better sense of balance once again. So for that example, if you were feeling really out of balance in terms of heat, maybe you're overheated, you're getting irritated, a little bit of anger coming up, we would want to look towards something cooling, like the water element, or grounding and stabilizing, like the earth element. And earth also has a cooling effect to it. So those two options would be really great to shift you back into that space of balance. So let's look specifically at the five elements, and I'll give you a little overview of the energetic quality of each element and then some of the practices associated with that, that if you need to increase that element within yourself, within your life, those are the go-to practices. And it was interesting, a couple weeks ago, I posted a question on my Instagram asking my students what elements they feel like they need to draw in the most frequently to maintain their own personal balance. And over and over and over, I got the answers of earth and water. I was really surprised. I thought there was going to be a greater variety, but lots of people were saying earth and water, that they need that grounding and that cooling and cleansing process. So these first two are quite important. With earth element, the energies that we are focusing on is the feeling of support, the experience of stillness, very different from modern daily life. We need that connection to stillness and nurturing. Think of that concept of Mother Earth as being the source of life, of all things that grow, all things that are blooming. That is coming from the earth energy, that nurturing and supporting life. So you can see how if you're really stressed or you're kind of frantically running around and have a really busy schedule, earth energy is going to be a wonderful complement and balance so that you can maintain your center. The practices that we would go to would be focusing on very long, smooth exhales. I like to use a pursed lip breath, where you exhale out through your mouth. It makes your exhale very slow and helps you to connect to that grounding, downward supportive energy. I like to do a lot of floor work. Anytime you can get yourself down onto the floor to feel that support of your mat and you have a bunch of props there that you can really lean into and use for support, that's going to be super helpful in connecting you to that supportive energy. If you've ever done a restorative yoga class, that is a wonderful grounding earth-based practice. And the interesting thing is that it is so good at supporting and nurturing us. When we find that stillness, when we find that support, you feel so nurtured in that practice. It's also going to be a rather structured practice. Someone who has a strong earth element is usually somebody who has very set routines that they know work for them. They will probably order the same thing when they go to their favorite restaurant. They probably have a very set schedule because they know that works for them. And some of the other elements can really get kind of scattered and too much variety. So if you're looking to draw in that earth element again, structure in your yoga sequence, but also structure in your daily life. Okay, let's jump down to the next favorite one, which is water. Water has the qualities of being fluid, right? That makes sense. Fluid movement, adaptation. We can think in terms of the elements, we're thinking of liquid water, which can flow around any obstacle, right? Water has a way of finding a space, and it is very cleansing. We use water to cleanse and clean all the time. So those are our main energies that we are focusing on with the water element. So how do we bring that into our yoga practice? I like to do a lot of fluid articulating movements with the spine. That is a great way to literally bring that experience of fluidity to the center of your body to work out some of that tension and resistance that can build up in the muscles around the spine. And a flowing sequence. So where restorative yoga, there's a lot of stopping, holding for anywhere from 3 to 5 or 15 or 20 minutes. You might be in just one shape. With a water practice, it's not a very fast pace, but it has this quality of linking one movement into the next. It feels like a very natural transition. One pose just evolves into the next one. So it keeps that really fluid flowing quality. Also doing joint range of motion. When we're thinking about the water element, we can connect to synovial fluid, which is the lubricating fluid inside of all of our major joints of the body anyway. Not all the joints of the body, but the movable joints that we are focusing on in yoga have synovial fluid, this lovely slippery fluid that helps to give our joints this freedom of movement. So working through some of those movements with those movable joints to help distribute that synovial fluid and keep that movement within our joints, that smooth fluid quality that we all love. And the last one I put on here is a circular breathing pattern. And I think of this in kind of two ways. A circular breath pattern being a 360 degree experience around the rib cage of expanding and contracting. So there's a very fluid, smooth ebb and flow to the breath. But also in the idea of thinking about the breath cycle, I like to think about the corners of the breath or the transition points. So when you get to the top of the inhale, there's a transition as you switch into the exhale. And we don't want that to be a sharp or abrupt change. It's like you're trying to round out that transition, smooth out the edges. So the same thing happens at the opposite end of the breath. When you get to the transition point where you have exhaled and you are beginning your inhale, smooth it out, make it feel really round, and just like the sequencing where one just naturally transitions into the next, we want our breath to have that same fluid quality where it just naturally transitions to the next portion. So that's our water element. When we move into fire, this is an element that most of us need to work on. In Ayurveda, fire is the connection to our digestion. And digestion is really seen as the keystone to the rest of our health. If we're not able to digest properly, our body does not get the building blocks, the components that it needs to support all the other organ systems. So digestion is kind of that keystone piece. And if we don't have enough fire element, or I should say a balanced fire element, we don't want too much fire, we don't want too little fire. It has to be very well balanced. That gives us optimal digestion, which provides our body with the building blocks that it needs to support every other process within ourselves. So fire element, very important. Fire has the qualities of being bright. Any source of light that supports our vision is from the fire element. It is warming. It is the only one of the five elements that brings in the component of heat. And that's what makes it so transformative. And that's the third important quality of fire element, is it has the ability to transform and change things. So if you are working on the process of healing or recovery from anything, you're going through a transition, you need to have an adequate amount of fire to support your digestion, but also to support that process of transformation within yourself. It is also our source of energy. So we could kind of think of it as being tied to metabolism, but if you were feeling chronically fatigued, a lot of times that can come back to an imbalance in your fire element, because this is our inner engine. It is our ability to create energy. In your yoga practice, what you're going to do to increase your connection to the fire element is a warming sequence. And there's a lot of different sequences that can be warming, but the one that most people are familiar with are the sun salutations. So sun being a very strong fire element, it has the quality of heat, it has the quality of brightness, and it transforms things. It has that energy that we soak in and use for so many different things. So sun salutations being one form of moving your body to create an inner experience of warmth. The breath of fire is the primary breath used in Kundalini yoga. It is a very short, quick inhale and exhale that pumps from the solar plexus and the diaphragm. And it is really aimed at drawing your energy up and creating that connection to transformation. Strong connection to fire element to transform your life, whether that is physically or spiritually, or you're trying to break through unhelpful thought patterns, or you're trying to break through physical limitations where you feel like your body is really stuck. It is helping to fuel you through all of those changes. So breath of fire is a wonderful practice. Anything with effort and strength. So you could think power yoga, vinyasa yoga, movement where you're really engaging your muscles. The fire element supports our physical strength and the building of our muscles so that we can engage with the world around us, that we have the strength and the energy to engage and to create change, to help, to be of assistance in this world. So effort and strength that we can then channel towards something that we want to create a change, whether it's within ourselves or whether it's within the world around us. And then of course, abdominal work. The abdominal area gets so much attention in terms of strengthening the muscles that wrap around, and I'll talk about them more as the core of this tube that goes around the body, back, sides, front. It is also connected to that energetic center of the solar plexus, of digestion, of personal power. So there's a ton of important stuff going on in that area. But from a purely biomechanical standpoint, this is what creates stability for our arms and our legs and our head to be able to move and to have a stable foundation. So all of those things are tying back into the fire element of strength, of being able to create change and have the energy and the building blocks that we need to create that change. Moving into the air element. air is the quality of movement, of change, of variety, and it also has a very light upward lifting quality. So with the air element, you might know somebody who has a very light upward kind of bright personality. It tends to be somebody who really has a variety of different interests and does a lot of different things, and they might engage in a lot of movement, whether that's yoga or running or hiking, biking, swimming. Air elements love to move. So we can contrast that with an earth element. So if you have a lot of earth and maybe too much earth, where it's making you feel really stuck and it's hard to get off the couch and it's hard to get that movement started, that's where we flip over here and we're going to try to draw in the opposite. So to balance that out, you would need the light, active, moving quality of air. So how would we do that? On the yoga mat, that's going to look like poses that have a very strong upward energy, upward lift, sweeping movements. There's going to be less time in stillness and more time moving all sorts of different directions, and those directions might change, where with the earth element we were thinking structure, predictability, knowing what's coming next. The air element is very spontaneous. You could be doing a sequence this way and then some other element comes in and then it kind of changes in this different direction that maybe you weren't expecting. That's all about the variety and the lightness that comes from the air element. So upward, expansive, airy movements. The practice of pranayama naturally lends itself to connecting with the air element. There's so much variety in pranayama, right? We can use specific breathing practices to create an energizing effect or a cooling effect or anything in between. So you can choose a lot of different pranayama, but in general, that connection to breath and breath as something that connects us to life and connects us to our energy source is really key to having a strong or a balanced relationship with the air element. We also have the sweeping movements, lots of arm movements, lots of leg movements that I would pull into the sequence that we're going to do for this, and creative sequencing. So I said there might be some kind of surprising or unexpected qualities within that sequence, not your typical sequences that you see all the time, a normal vinyasa, downward dog, warrior two. An air practice is going to bring in some things that are, oh, that's different, that's refreshing. It is literally a breath of fresh air. So that's all bringing us back to the connection to the air element when we need movement, when we need change. And the last one is our ether element, and ether being the most subtle of the five elements. And it is the element, sometimes people just call it space. Ether and space are kind of used interchangeably, but it is an experience of expansion. And because ether is the most subtle, it is also the most difficult to describe. It's very much an experience of ether. The poses that I like to do for this are very expansive, making your body as big as possible and connecting to a sense of awe and wonder at the incredible complexity of the human form and human anatomy. We have this brain that is one of the most complex things that even our most advanced scientists still do not have an understanding of, because it is that complex. So there is this whole uncharted territory that you're literally walking around with every day in your body. That is the experience of the air element. Just so mind-boggling and incredible, awe-inspiring. That is where we feel connection to the ether element. So expansive poses, but also the spaces in between, we always think of the yoga practice as this pose, that pose, that pose, but there's a lot to be learned in the spaces in between the poses, taking a moment to pause and become receptive. There's a process of working your attention down to your wisdom and your intuition. That is a key part of ether. Ether is very intuitive. And bringing that sense of intuition into your practice of what do I really need? What does my body need? Where do I need to take this? Might not be exactly the same thing that your teacher is suggesting that you do, but you're tapping into that intuition, and that is such an important part of advancing your connection to the practice. Chanting and sound, specifically some of the sounds that we use in yoga, the singing bowl, chimes, maybe a gong, those types of sounds, that very strong vibration that comes from those sounds connects us to the ether element. If you're somebody who feels really moved on a visceral level by music, that is ether. If you've ever listened to a sound and just had goosebumps come up on your skin, that is ether. And the last one I have on there for connecting to the ether element is spirals. Spiraling movements, specifically an upward spiral, because that is such a process of moving to our higher energy centers. If you've done any study of the chakra system, of the energetic system, the higher energy centers, like our third eye and our crown, are connected to the universe around us, to our sense of wisdom and intuition. So through this practice of ether, we are moving from the tangible world, the physical world, the things that we can touch, to a place of spirituality and wisdom and intuition. These are things that we cannot touch, we cannot see, but are really important to our human experience and our overall health. So that upward spiraling, drawing the energy toward those higher energy centers and the spaces of finding comfort with being able to think about and work with things that you can't necessarily see and touch. That's a really important step within your yoga practice. So that's our overview of the five elements and how we think about the energetic qualities of the five elements and how we draw those energetic qualities into our yoga practice. If you would like to learn more about the five elements, either in meditation, as I've taught in the past, but also in terms of what happens on your yoga mat and how to balance this yourself in your home practice, you can join me for the Five Elements of Life on Your Yoga Mat. The first class is going to be on Sunday, July 9th through Zoom, so you can join me anywhere in the world. If you're unable to make the live class, that's okay. Scheduling is tricky, but I make it as flexible as possible by providing the recordings through our Google Classroom. You can ask me questions through the Google Classroom, so I keep it as flexible and interactive as possible because I really want you to get a good handle on this information so that you can use it in your daily life to constantly make adjustments and shift yourself back toward a state of feeling more balanced. There's going to be a link in the description below to get more of the details on this upcoming workshop, and if you would like to sign up to join me for the Five Elements of Life on the mat. I hope to see you there. Thank you. Thank you for being here on the Yoga Focus podcast. I'm Laura Gellner. If you would like to stay connected to more yoga resources, you can follow me on Instagram at Laura G Yoga. I have many YouTube videos at Laura Gellner, The Yoga Focus Method, and you can find links to my book, Yoga Therapy at the Wall, and all of my online courses at my website, lauragyoga.com. Thanks so much for being here.